The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Well, hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, do you recognize the voice? Ah, it's been a while. My name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne from Brunswick, Ohio, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders as he's under the weather tonight. So it's an honor, and I thank the Lord for being able to be back on the radios with you. So let's introduce our guest. First and foremost, senior pastor down in Missouri, none other than Pastor Joe Larson. Good evening.
Good evening, Coach. Glad to have you aboard with us. It's been a long time.
We've done many shows throughout the years together. It is an honor to sit in with you because you're like I've said it before, ladies and gentlemen, Joe's a walking encyclopedia of knowledge. The man just God has blessed him so much. And also in studio, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to be sitting across from Pastor Richard Lewis, who wrote the book, God's Design for Marriage. Pastor, it's nice to meet you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm very honored to be on Pastor Sanders' show.
Joe, you wanted to lead a prayer for our wonderful Pastor Ernie Sanders, who's really having some hard time.
Yes, I do. I want everyone listening to pray with me. There's a lot of power in prayer, and the more of us praying, the more powerful the prayer. And I'll remind you, we will all, if you haven't needed prayer, you will. And I guarantee you that. Dear Heavenly Father, our beloved Pastor Ernie has been suffering for a long time. Some, like pneumonia, some virus, some bug. I'm not sure what's going on, but he has not been able to kick it, and it's been dragging him down, and he's had it for such a very long time, and we're getting quite concerned, and so tomorrow he's going to go try and see a physician, get some help, and we would just ask you, the great physician, that you would send him to the right people, the right person, that you would, if it be thy will, just remove the impediment that's striking him through his lungs and through his breathing, that you would just bring a healing so that he would have a wonderful witness and testimony. But we ask if it's thy will, if it be, you know, if it's what you desire, Lord. But we ask you to protect him, watch over him, heal him if it, you know, if you will, and if you'd rather that he get the right medical help, guide and direct the doctors and nurses in his care. And just for all of us, Lord, so many just praying to get him you know, if he needs to spend several days in bed, have him be there and get well finally, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. And it wouldn't
you know,
be...
Coach, you're filling in on a hard week because it's Pledge Week.
Yep.
And one of the first things I've got to do, because Ernie would, you know, he would not be able to sleep tonight, I'm going to give out the numbers. Who's there in the studio helping you? Is Randy and Aaron there?
And little Lisa, too.
And Lisa's there. All right. Welcome aboard, guys. Is
and we also got Styles running the board, keeping us on the air tonight, as usual, as a professional that he is.
I'm going to try.
He's gonna try and keep us out of trouble. All right. The numbers to call in. This is Pledge Week, and we do this once a week. I mean, once a month. We focus on it, and the rest of the time we try not to talk about money. And the number to call if you want to donate with a credit card, our credit card line is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. The other number is 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. And Pastor Lewis, your book, I guess Ernie told me it was a little hard to understand him. He could hardly talk, but you're willing to donate to anybody that donates $50 or more, if they ask for it, can receive a copy of your book, God's Design for Marriage. Did I get all that right?
That's absolutely correct. Anyone that donates $50 or more, they'll send a book out. Pastor Sanders has a box of them. If he runs out, I'll make sure whoever donates will get a book if you request it when you call in. So
yeah, and you got to request it.
Yeah,
right. Have to request it. And Pastor said you were on the radio quite a few times with him in the past, right?
Yes, I have been.
That must have been a while back, because I've been around for a while, so I take it you two are old friends.
Yes, that was back when his studio was in Strongsville, down in the valley there, and I'd fill in for a week or so. My wife and I would sit in sometimes and do the show.
All right, well, bless you for that. We'll have to find out more a little later. Tonight, Coach, we didn't have time to really get together and coordinate things, so we're going to, instead of going on where Ernie and I were headed, we're going to jump to what, Proverbs chapter 3 tonight?
Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. You're going to read verses 9 through 24, and Pastor Lewis is going to read 25 to 35, and then we're going to go back and elaborate. And folks, the reason that I love Proverbs chapter 3, there is so much stuff in there to help you. Now, if you're a born-again Christian and you made Jesus Christ your Savior, remember, when you read these things, God cannot lie. This is so powerful for you. These are His words, His promises to you. So tonight, I hope to God that the Lord will open up your ears and your heart and receive these words and then study them, go over them, and let them be part of your toolbox, how you can communicate with God to help you. When we read these things tonight, look how much gold nuggets we're going to give you. So I'm going to start off verses 1 through 8. And this is talking to, I look at this, and this is to me too. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Why? So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge are the depths broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble.
When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lay down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in thy power in thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be to the promotion of fools.
You know, gentlemen, there is so much powerful stuff here for the born-again Christian. My son, forget not my law. Keep my commandments. Obey. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Don't bear false witness. Don't tell lies. Don't be angry for no causes. God tells you, if you do all these things, for you have length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to thee. By following God's laws and his commandments, it's not for our salvation, it's for our fellowship. And all these promises that he has for you and for me, if we obey. You've heard the saying, gentlemen, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. And you notice that he talks about peace. We live in a world where people have no peace, no rest. They're going to doctors, they're getting drugs, medication, they can't find no peace. You have no fear of the Lord, you don't obey the Lord. Joe, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, we have a world. God created a space within all of us that desires to know our Father, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. And the world tries to fill that space, that hunger, that desire, with everything else, with sex, with gambling, with money, with power, with, you know, golf or whatever your obsession is. And true peace is when we have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, when we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we are at peace with the world because we know, one, our salvation is assured. Two, we know that regardless of what goes on in the world, God is in control. We belong to Him. He's looking out for us. And as long as we continue to put Him first, the happiest people I know, Coach, are the people that are born again.
Yeah.
They laugh more. They enjoy life more. They worry less. It's not that we have less problems or anything else,
right.
Less pains, less physical illnesses or anything, but there is joy in the heart of the believer, and I've seen it all across this country, and it holds true. You don't find, what's the word I'm looking for, that not to be the case.
You don't find contentment.
That contentment's there, the peace, the contentment, the joy, the happiness. Yeah, what I'm saying is you find it in believers.
Yeah.
You find the discontent, the fear, the unrest, the worry in non-believers.
And you'll also find, Richard, you will find that when people don't forgive and they harbor bitterness, it steals their joy. They don't have a peace. They don't have a rest. And when you forgive people, there's like, it's a cleansing of your soul. You feel so much alive.
Yes, and that forgiveness is fantastic for you. It's not necessarily for the individual. Some people you're not in contact with, but you can forgive them and clear your soul that way. And that peace that passes all understanding, I mean, that's what we have as Christians. And, you know, one way to get that peace, I mean, we talk about all these different areas. But the other thing is by singing. God's people are singing people, and we should sing and lift our voices up to the Lord. And by doing that, in the scriptures, we see that all three of the Godhead sang. God the Holy Spirit sang, God the Father sang, and God Jesus sang. So we have examples of all three of the Godhead singing, and that should be an example for us to have that peace by singing and lifting our hearts up.
Very well said. Also, when we read in the Psalms, folks, you know, when he tells you to obey and acknowledge God in all your ways and trust in him, be patient, it says, listen to this, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. A lot of people are sick because you've backslid, you're putting the wrong food in you, you're not forgiving, you have bitterness, resentment. Remember what happened with the Israelites? Always bickering and moaning and complaining. God frowns on that. It shows you don't have your faith with God. But when you turn around and you start obeying what God says and do these things, help the needy, help the poor, give it to your first fruits, to your storehouse, to your church, help the missionaries, help these people. God turns around and says, happy is the man that finds wisdom and getting understanding. For God says by obeying and seeking his word, it's better than silver and gold and better than precious and rubies. And then God turns around in verse 16, he goes back to say, people, by doing these things and obeying in him, it's length of days, and in his left hand are riches and honors. Not calling up some TV preachers and picking him your credit card and trying to get wealth that way. It's trusting in God, obeying God, and finding peace and keeping his commandments. Joe, it even talks about its health to the body.
Yep, exactly. Which, and being Pledge Week, where we ask for donations, we're talking to the folks to partner with us. All of us in the ministry, no one has ever taken a dime. Pastor Ernie, 50 years in the radio, never taken a single dime for the ministry. We, all of us, give our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to the ministry. So when you donate, you're not enriching us. We use your donations to pay the bills so that you can hear us on the station that you're listening to. We have to be able to pay that radio airtime. That's the big expense in the radio ministry. And so when you're donating, scriptures makes it quite clear. If you give to a ministry that's glorifying God, and we have a prison ministry, trucking ministry, right to life work. I've been many years in hospice. Everybody in the different towns, any one of us that's doing anything that glorifies God, and when you support the ministry, God has promised you will share in the blessings. So it is a true partnership. Your money goes to work. We're doing the labor. And our reward is we're laying up crowns and treasures in heaven, right, Coach?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Where no one can steal our money. No one could rob us of our reward. We got one more thing to go as we get near close to the bottom of the hour.
Let me give those numbers real
quick.
Sounds
good.
The number is 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. You can also, you know, make a pledge there, but that is the credit card line. 888-281-1110. And the main line is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Keep Randy and Aaron and Lisa busy back there so they don't get into trouble.
And we just got in. Tracy from Michigan pledges $25. Thank you. God bless you. Terry from New York, $400. Thank you so much. God bless. Raymond from California, $100. God bless you. Thank you. And also, Barbara from Ohio, $500. Thank you. God bless you. And Rose in New York, God bless you. Thank you for the $50.
We're off and running, right?
I want to touch one more thing before we hit the bottom of the hour in here, folks. I got a verse in here in this Bible that I know personally that God loves me without a doubt. I know God loves me because check this out. Verse 11, I look at this. My son, Dwayne, despise not chastening from the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. And here's how I know God loves me. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as his father, the son in whom he delighted. Now, here's the deal for all you born again Christians. When you step out of line and you start sinning and you continue in that sin, maybe someone told you, a pastor says, hey, you ought not be doing that. Maybe you shouldn't be, you're dabbling with pornography or you're going places where you shouldn't. You're talking like you shouldn't. You're stepping out into sin. You're involved in some bad stuff and you still think you're all right. God will turn around and love you so much. He will chasten you, chastise you. He could put you on your bed for sickness. You could lose your job. You could lose your car. You could lose all kinds of stuff. God will beat you until you, because he loves you so much, till you'll come to your senses and you'll say, oh, Lord, you're right. I've been doing this. How stupid I mean. Please forgive me. I'm sorry, Lord. That is how chastising works. Correct, Richard?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when that happens, we need to praise God for it, because that's something that we know God's hands on us and taking care of us that way. And we want to be corrected. A child, when they know the rules, they want to be corrected. That's the way of raising, and that's what God does to us. He treats us as little children to correct us, slap our hands from things, and sometimes more so, whatever it takes to wake us up and to have us get on the straight and narrow again.
Joe, would you like to elaborate on that?
Amen on that, Pastor. It's like the little child. They need their boundaries. The children that push and keep going past the boundaries where they, you know, somebody doesn't stop them, they're the ones that start having temper tantrums, that are unhappy, miserable children. The happiest children are the ones that are, you know, have boundaries set. The parents keep those boundaries, maintain it. They have a discipline. It's, you know, fair. It's just. And the child knows it's already set, like God gives us his statutes, his judgments, his law. And we know clearly what it is. And if we don't, we've got the Care and Feeding of Christians, our handbook right here, the Holy Bible. Everything we need to know is right there. And happy are we that he is a father to us.
Amen. And that's what about Proverbs. Folks, I tell all of you, every 6 months, I go back and I read the first seven chapters of Proverbs. It's like I'm doing a Christian tune-up. I look about this. What promises am I missing? Where am I stepping out of line? These are things that I do, and I tell you there's so much in here. And when I read this, I hold God to it. And you know, Joe and Pastor Lewis, I'll tell God, I says, Lord, you told me if I do this and if I do that and if I did this and I quit, you would do these things for me. I try to be like the centurion. Lord, just say the word. You said it. God cannot lie. Right, gentlemen?
Right.
Absolutely. And remember, Proverbs has 31 chapters, and there's 31 days in the month.
Nice.
If you read the the chapter that corresponds with the day of the month, you can read through entire Proverbs every month. And it really, you read it over and over again, and it really starts to sink in.
I like that. We have Bob and Lori in Michigan pledged $75. Thank you, and God bless. Paul in Texas, $50. Thank you very much. Folks, I got a special song here for you tonight. You want to know what the world needs? This song is going to tell you, every single one of you, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, socialists, Marxists, communists, those of you who've never heard about Jesus, here's what you need.
We'll be right back.
Ah, when will the world see that we need Jesus? That's done by Petra. Well, folks, let me ask you a question. I know you guys love Pastor Ernie Sanders and Joe Larson and Hal Larson and John McTernan and Randy and Lisa and everybody. Do you really love this radio ministry, hearing the truth, what's going on in our society? Plus, you want to hear about Jesus? Plus, there's always been a hotline that you could call in at any time of the night and ask for prayer requests for somebody who's dying, who's hurting, or what's not. Well, here's what I need to do. We need to hear from you. If you love Pastor Sanders and this radio ministry, the number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. Now, I know things are tough, and I know the gas prices are going up, the food prices are close, everything is skyrocketing. But let me tell you something, and I'm not just trying to pump you up, but if you give, God knows your need. Didn't he say that he feeds the sparrows and he clothes the fields and the flowers? He'll take care of you. Pastor Joe, what do you got for us tonight?
I've got quite a few. I want to just do something a little different. Pastor Lewis there.
Yes, sir.
Long ago, when I first became a pastor, I was, people were commenting on my marriage. The wife and I seemed so happy and so much in love. And I made a couple comments. I'd like you to, come back at me with them. But I said, well, I don't love her because I need her. I need her because I love her so much. And I always thought that was kind of the right way to go about it. And then Scripture says two become as one. I'm part of her. She's part of me. And with our faith in Jesus, that Scripture talks about the cord of three, my wife and I becoming one. And when we be both born again, have the Holy Spirit, that brings three of us together, that cord of three that cannot be broken.
Amen.
You say that fits within your design for marriage?
Yes, absolutely. That's the idea of the help meet. That means a help meet or suitable for us. And that's when God made Eve for Adam. That was suitable for Adam. And that's when you look at marriage in the Scriptures, that's what you want to look at is how is God defining marriage? And it's funny, in the world, there are so many problems with marriage, and there's so many difficulties, and people go through divorces and all these different things that happen in marriage. But the thing is, it happens with Christians and non-Christians. It shouldn't be happening with Christians, yes, but it does. But we need to know how to mend those situations and have a healing. And
but isn't part of the problem we look to somebody else to fill a need inside of us? We look for a spouse to fill a need instead of having ourselves a whole, complete person where we can share our life with another person and become one together, one unit functioning together. People are reaching out and trying to fill something, avoiding themselves. And they instead of being whole themselves, they have a false reason for getting married. Would you say that's true in a lot of cases you've seen?
Absolutely. The thing is, that void that we feel is the need for Jesus Christ to fill that, not for a spouse.
Right.
And we're not going to correct a spouse or somebody you're dating. They'll be different when we get married and that. People don't change like that.
No, they don't.
People, when they're courting, they need to understand this is what you're getting.
And even sometimes when they're courting, they tend to be on good behavior, and then they get married, and then all of a sudden, well, you aren't, as much fun. You're not as nice. Well, I've seen that where people put on a show while they're courting, and then they get married and they go back to their old bad habits. And to me, that's false advertising.
Real quick, Deacon Mark pledges $100 and Andrea Medina $50. God bless you. Thank you so much. We need to hear from you. 888-677-9673.
Yeah, the idea, that's why God talks about courtship, and that's why we need to talk about, in one section of the book, I go through a list of things that people should talk about before they get married. And, you know, these things, it seems like people don't even think about them.
No, they spend 6 months planning a wedding and about 2 days planning a life together. And it's like maybe we ought to reverse the whole process, like spend a few days on the wedding and spend months planning a life together. Sounds a little more common sense.
And see if you're compatible. Yeah. You know, if you like to camp and the other person would prefer a hotel, you know there's going to be some conflicts there.
Right.
If you like the country and the other person likes the city and they're dogmatic about it, then there's going to be some conflicts there.
And big time.
Can't. And if one says, oh, well, if that's what they want, I'll do that. Well, then you're going to have harbor resentment in that. So
Amen.
These things need to be talked out. That's why the courtship and a little bit of counseling is so important before the marriage, and it would stop a whole lot of divorces, I think, if people would just spend some time really talking. How about the situation
with courtship? You said that magic word. They don't date. They go out to have a couple dates. They have sex. They, oh, this is a great partner. And then they start planning a wedding, and they don't even, you know, talk about what faith, what church, how they want the children raised, how they handle money. I mean, I could think of a dozen things that should be instantly talked about, and people I've counseled finally come to me, would you marry us? And I go, no. Why? Well, we do some counseling. You guys got to plan a future together. Oh, I don't want to do that. I know I love her, and it just seems like the world tries to do everything backwards. So I think your book, hopefully if people pledge 50 or more, that God's designed for marriage, be good. You could give that to your older folks. You could give that to your children, your grandchildren. I think it'd be a wonderful gift for people in your life, right?
Yes. And what I go through is what is a biblical marriage? That's something that I've been studying the subject for over 40 years, and let me just tell you, I've read tons of books, and all these books that I've read, people want to talk about divorce and remarriage and what the law is about divorce and remarriage in their church or how their denomination handles this or that. But what is marriage in the first place? We have to know what a marriage is in God's sight before we can talk about a divorce and all of those kind of things. So the second chapter in here is what is a biblical marriage? And then what
is... If you don't want it, don't get married, right?
Right.
All right.
And the numbers again...
I went over that because I thought it sounded like, from what Ernie said, it was a great book, and I wanted to be sure people realize here's something they can really use to help people in their family. You could even give it to a coworker, children, grandchildren. So anyway, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you offered that book for $50 or more donation. All they have to ask for, God's Design for Marriage.
And what's the phone number, Joe?
And 888-281-1110, the credit card line, and 888-677-9673. And I want to start tonight. We were talking about donations, and you mentioned money. Times are hard. This is why we're the watchman on the wall. I've got some news, some stuff I'm going to talk about. It's not pleasant, and you're not going to really want to hear it, but you need to know this. Today, the International Monetary Fund came out and warned the United States specifically that they were kind of heading in the wrong direction and heading for danger, what they call a debt bomb. Now, they claim it's down the road about 20 years if we don't change our ways, which we're definitely not on the path to do. But Peter Morsi is a very famous economist and a man of great, great knowledge and understanding. He was on Fox Business, and he said, you know, no, they're wrong. He said it might be within the next 5 years. And what he's talking about, this debt bomb, we right now, debt is growing faster than our gross domestic product. I've talked about it different times in this program. One of the things that's kind of like, if your family's income is going up by 10%, but you're increasing your debt 20%, you're headed in a toward failure. You're headed toward collapse. What we're looking at, if we continue, the country continues, is like when the British pound collapsed and failed. The United States picked up the slack in the world and replaced the British pound with the American dollar. So the world didn't suffer. But now there's no one to step in. If the United States, if our money, we have a crisis of money and things do, a debt bomb does happen, the whole world, this is what the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, was warning about. There is nobody to step up. Right now, the countries that are in trouble, believe it or not, are the U.S., China, Italy, and the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom went through this once, and they're doing it again to themselves, the debt ratio. China is in worse shape than we are. Italy has been on the verge of up and down collapse. Now, what you have to realize, the liberals are trying to say, we want to be more like Europe. We want the safety nets. We want the social, you know, everything. We want the retirement. We want the health care. We want the government to take care of us, do all these things. Well, you go over a country like, one of the examples was Norway. Go over during the tourist season. The cafes are full, but they're full of tourists. Where are the citizens? Well, they're not there. Why? They really can't afford to go out to eat. You see, the government takes care of their health care. The government takes care of their retirement. Their government takes care of all these needs. But there's nothing left over by the time they pay a tremendous high income tax. There's no money left over to really travel, go out to eat, do things that Americans are used to doing. What we're risking is our way of life here, by what's happening. And I'm bringing this up as a warning because we have some time to either try and get people in office who will try and change it, or you try and make sure your family can get out of debt. You can do things like people, you got a big backyard, you can turn it into a garden. There are things that we can all do. And it was last week, I was reminding folks that, I guess maybe it was even Monday, 55% of all the income tax filed that were filed. You know what they paid for, Coach? 55% of all the tax returns that were filed, you know what it went to, the money went to?
No, I don't.
The interest on our national debt.
That's preposterous.
That is stupid. That is insane. It cannot be sustainable. 55% of all the income taxes filed, all they did was pay just the interest on the debt. And right now, we know that the inflation is creeping back up. It's getting worse. And looks like the feds are not going to be cutting rates anytime soon. This was the big thing. Biden's been trying, everybody's trying to help see this government money. All the spending that the government's been doing is to buy votes. Biden, you know, took all the oil out of our reserve, national reserve, so try and keep the gas prices down. The government's doing things to buy votes, make themselves look good, but what they're doing is they are destroying your children, your grandchildren, the future. And if Morsi is right, it may even be your future here in the next 5+ years. I'm looking at some headlines. Coach, I want to read a couple of headlines. Layoffs surge to a 14-month high as inflation is crushing employers. This is April 4th, 2024, Daily Caller News. You know, we've had huge revisions to the government jobs data. Remember how they come out with all these, oh, all these jobs, I've created all these jobs. Well, what happens, they give you this great number, but then you look a little later, the Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out and says, oh, we're overestimating the number of jobs in the economy
by about $105,000 per month.
Imagine
in other
that.
Words, they're off about 1.3 million jobs. There are fewer jobs than they were telling us. You see, the employment actually only rose by about 186,000 jobs, not 640,000 in the third quarter. This comes from the Federal Reserve Bank itself. That's one instance. Here, U.S. home insurance bills hit $2,500 a year due to, well, we've had some bad weather. The trouble is we have more and more people, as the cities get bigger, more houses get hit by tornadoes. As more and more people crowd into places along the coast, more and more damage happens by hurricanes. You get to happen as the nation gets bigger in population, the storms, they're not getting any worse. We're not having more tornadoes or more hurricanes, but people are building in areas, and as cities grow, the tornadoes have bigger targets. Auto insurance premiums are skyrocketing. Why? Well, same thing. The floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, you know, life itself, people are driving more, drinking and smoking pot and whatever, accidents are up. So your insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, you know, all those are high. Commercial real estate foreclosures jumped 117% in March alone. Troubles looming for the small and mid-sized banks that, you know, are financing all these. There's a lot of loans that are not going to be able to be met, paid for.
Credit cards and rent.
Yeah, businesses are going to have to either sell property at a loss, walk away from buildings. We're in a couple of situations that are not very good, folks. And here's the scary news. This is government figures, USDA. The recommended monthly food budget for a family of four has risen about 30% since 2020. And they're saying a recommends the a thrifty budget for a family of four at almost $1,000 a month. Think about that. $980 a month for a family of four on a thrifty budget. If you buy more and more healthy foods, you can easily spend almost $1,600.
Organic, yeah.
Yeah. $1,600
grass-fed. Yeah, if you get the grass-fed beet and an organic, because there's no GMOs, there's no corn with right. the GMO and the soy and all that, so you eat healthy. Your phone numbers, folks, we need to hear from you. The phones aren't ringing. Lisa and Aaron and Randy's back there. They want to hear from you to keep us on the air. 888-677-9673. Pick up that phone. Give us a call at 888-677-9673. If you want to hear us on the radio, you want to have Pastor Sander and all his guests and keep this information coming, we need to hear from you.
Right. And I brought this up because we can change leadership. We've got to quit voting in these tax and spend liberals. We've got to quit electing politicians that are eager to buy your vote. We're going to have to stand up and say, you know, I can do without the government taking care of me, without, you know, my having to count on the government. The founding fathers told us we were supposed to what? Control ourselves, sustain ourselves, and, you know, take care of, what is it? There were three things, and I got him all of a sudden have a senior moment. Control ourselves, sustain ourselves, according to the Ten Commandments of God. We were to be responsible for ourselves. Government was there to do just a few functions to keep the peace, to have interstate commerce, protect against foreign enemies. The government's job was never to give us health care, never to give us money to go to college. None of these things were all created to by politicians to buy votes, to make people like them, and have government grow. And here's one example. Congressman Mike Waltz was having a hearing today, and he held up a $90,000 bag of insulators and bushings. And this is Florida congressman. He's an ex-Green Beret. And he was talking with the Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall. He said, "You know how much this stuff is worth?" And the guy had no idea. This $90,000 bag the government paid for, you could go down and for $100 buy the same bushings and bearings for $100.
Greed, madness.
The United States military was paying $90,000, and the congressman said, this is driving us out of business. You know, the interest on the debt is exceeding the entire Defense Department budget. So here we have the Air Force Secretary, had no idea, was totally stumped over this spending, couldn't answer a question, couldn't say anything. You see, the Department of Defense can go right to the commercial, get commercial parts direct from factories. They don't have to pay the prices that you and I pay. But he said he could go down and buy the same material for $100, the federal government, these bushings and these insulators, $100, and they were the same quality.
You see, Joe, I look at you, and you guys talked about it before. We've talked about it on the air. When America says we no longer want God on our platform, the Democrats, we no longer want God in the school, we got to remove all the crosses, we got pastors that no longer preach on sin, they embrace homosexuality, transgender, we got people that would rather go to casinos instead of going to churches, the parking lots on Sunday are full for soccer and golf, no one wants go to church, people aren't talking about fear of the Lord, we got pastors that are saying no more, you have to repent. When all these things take place, look what Deuteronomy turned around. Joe, you and I talked about it before. You talk about America, you talk about 55% of all the income taxes collected goes towards our debt. And America was once a God nation. We feared God, but now we don't. In the Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 44 and 45, it said, he shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. That's America. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. When America said, God, get out of our schools, get out of our churches, get out of our government, look at what's happened, Joe.
Do you want to give that Bible quote again, just where they can find that?
This is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 44 and 45. America, we used to lend to everybody, but it says, he shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. That's where we are, America. And look at our cities, Philadelphia, Chicago, Portland, all over the big inner cities. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed. Because
thou shalt lend and thou shalt not borrow.
Right. You'll be the
How
tail.
How can God make it, Coach? I mean, I can look at that. You know, I'm kind of thick-headed. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's really difficult to understand, isn't it? You need a Ph.D. in economics to get that, right?
Right. We got 1 minute for the top of the hour. Folks, we need to hear from you. So when we come back, it's 888-677-9673. My name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne from Brunswick, Ohio, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders as he's very ill. And I have Pastor Joel Larson down from Missouri tonight. And then I have Pastor Richard Lewis. And I've got you, all you wonderful listeners. Before we get to the top of the hour, folks, remember, what's right, what's left. We are supported by your donations. We need to hear from you if you want to keep us on the air. You know, and I like listening to the program when I'm at home, too. And I love Carl, Style, and all you guys. So make sure you pick up that phone, give us a call, and give us a pledge. And we will be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.